Yeah, so where were we holding you? Over there for the cash, right?
Right.
So you wanted to, so what was the cash we left with? In other words, the Rambam is learning from where? Tamei Sheres from Tamei Meis, but they're not Doma. Because Tamei Meis is a halacha that even if he's a Tvul Yom, it's no good. But Tamei Sheres, a Tvul Yom is good. So how could he learn out Tamei Sheres from Tamei Meis? That, I think, is the basic question. Correct?
Right.
Yeah, so what did he answer?
He said there's a two dinim by Thomas Meis of why he can't bring the Pesach. One is a general lacha by Tamei Meis. They can't bring any karban, which only applies to Meis, not to any other type of Tamei. And of course would exclude him from being the Pesach. And then there's a specific halacha by Pesach that a Tamei can't bring a Pesach, which includes all types of Tameim.
Right.
These are the second din by Pesach, a Tzvul Yom really is good because Klisha Timase. So once you hit Tzvul Yom, you could really bring it, and there's no difference between a Tamei, Tishvi, Shalom, and Sheretz. But vis-a-vis the halacha of Tamei Seimashlech Kavanosa, the universal principle, there's a certain quality between Tzvul Yom and the actual Tamei itself. So when the Gemara learns out Tamei Meis B'Shvi to Sheretz, it's just referring to the specific halacha by Pesach. And that's why it really comes out that they're the same. Tamei Meis B'Shvi is Shalom, intrinsically from the halacha of Pesach. Really, while he's Tamei, is no good. But once it's Tzvul Yom, he's good, just like Tamei Sheretz.
Correct.
The only reason the Rebbeim didn't tell them to do Tfilah is because it wouldn't have worked anyway, because they're Tamei Meis, and the general halacha of Tamei Meis B'Shvi Kavanosa would have prevented them even after they were Tzvul Yom.
Yeah, that's a separate halacha, and he can't be Mishalech Kavanos. But it's not a halacha in the Korban Pesach itself. So insofar as the Korban Pesach itself is concerned, so there we say that Tvul Yom is good. Tvul Yom is good even Tamei Meis. But the only thing is that the reason why Tamei Meis is no good is because that he didn't have any Mishalech Kavanos, that he can't be a Bala Korban for a Korban Pesach. But that's me din in Mishaleach. But the Gemara is deriving it not from that din. The Gemara is deriving it from the din of the Korban Pesach is a Tara to the Sasri with the Tamei Meis. And that's not a Tara to the Sasri with a Tvul Yom. So the Gemara is learning out from that halacha. So there's only one big problem. Problem is that halacha never comes into realization, because you're always going to be blocked by the Mishaleach, because he can't bring it himself because he's Tamei. So therefore he has to be Mishaleach, and he'll never be able to be Mishaleach because Tamei Meis can be Mishaleach even if he's a Tvul Yom. So it's very nice that Rav Chaim answers, if it weren't for that, so then I'd learn that from the Din Tamei Meis B'Negei HaTukov, that's derived from Korban Pesach itself. That's very nice, but that never comes into reality. Right?
Right.
Yep.
Okay. Anyone doesn't understand the problem? Okay. Is it very complicated?
No, not really. Gonna get complicated, but not yet.
Okay, Rabbi Man, is it clear?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, so somebody start the Reb Chaim, second paragraph. I mean, third, I'm sorry. Ella.
Hello. Da kafia sugas arayvid bim komo medes.
Okay,
Hare af lefi mashikasavna. The beikar din dechias tamei lepesach sheni. I'm assuming with Pesach tamei si tamei shar shavim. Even though it's true in terms of the specific halacha to Pesach, tamei si tamei shavim are identical. Aval hare bal karchach at tamei meisim. But you have to say that the time mays are pushed off anyway, because the general din that time mays can't do any carbon. That's only by time mays, not by any other tummy. And that's why you see a tzvul yom of mays is nidcha.
Yes, slowly. All right. Let's say, Avo Hare Bal Kochach, Hata Tamei Mason, Nidachum Pesach Sheni, Mishum Dinez on Mace, and Mishalech Kavan Osof, because he can't be a Bal of Carbon. Shezeh Sheikh Rak Batame Mace Levado, Velobisha Tamei. Okay, go ahead.
You see that that din alone is sufficient to be dochem to sheni.
But even if it's yom, it won't help him. Even if it's yom, won't help him, and he won't be able to be a mishloach.
Right, and that suffices to be dochem to sheni. That the general lacha b'tam is. So then, how do you? And you can't learn from that to Sheresh because it only applies on Mace. So then how can you learn when the guy's a Tamei Mace, he's Nidcha for that other reason. So how can you learn Tamei Sheresh, so how can you learn the Tamei Sheresh and Tamei Mace if Tamei Mace is Nidcha or a halacha that's unique to Mace that doesn't apply to anything else?
It's funny, when I read the first paragraph, I mean the first paragraph of the answer, that kasha occurred to me, and I kept on spending time thinking about it. I never thought that he's going to take it up in the next paragraph, but the reason was because it seemed so essential to me that how could you even propose it without raising a question in the first paragraph itself. But then I was thinking about it. Now, why did he do it this way? Why did Reb Chaim set it up this way? There's a reason. The reason is because he's showing you one thing from the first paragraph, that there's absolutely no way to get out of this question unless you say that he's learning from the halacha of Tomei Meis, which emerges from Karban Pesach. And in that case, Tful Yom is good. That's the only way you're going to get out of this question. The question is, how do you get to it? But in his answer, he shows you that that's where it's at. It can't be anywhere else. That's why he doesn't raise the question, because he first wants to posit the idea. And that idea is that this is the only route possible. There's no other route. So you're going to have to take this route. And then naturally you're going to confront this question. All right, we'll have to deal with the question. But the route you have to take.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I think you wrote it that way. But when I read it at first, I didn't catch on. So I kept on thinking about this question. I said, I don't understand. And I spent a lot of time, I wasted a lot of time on that. But then when I saw it in the second paragraph, I realized. But then I was wondering why he did it that way. But I think that's the reason. Because he had to show, he's saying, you have to posit this theory. This theory is necessary. All right, you're going to have a question. We'll have to deal with it. That's the logical way to approach the sugya. Okay.
Ochei nira. Al pi mashikas a Rambam shlam zelashana. Bamed advar murim bishanim ma betumos minamation as a megaleach aleihem. So when, even if he's tovel, not zinim chalasheni, when he becomes tamei from the tumos of a meis, then nazir is megaleach on. Avim haya tamei b'shar tumos minamais, she nazir megaleach aleihem. But if he became tamei through the more makel forms of tumo, that nazir is not megaleach on, like via stam or rovarkav. Atzamos, shirufna la b'shvishlo achas yisbo v'yazlof aikashana. So in those cases, it's for yom of mace. Really, you could do shchita zrika for him.
All right. So now he has found a case of tful yom by tamei mace that would be exactly analogous to the case of tamei sheretz. Okay.
And this case, he could be a mishaleach.
And this is what we'll soon see. Yes, correct. Take a look. He's gonna analyze that now. Okay, go ahead.
According to Ruben Nazir Dachman Gimel, Beizin Shachrim Amr Bechulu Rovat Samos Revias Dama Truma Ukachem Avolol Nazir Vosapasach.
Okay, so what does that mean? Avolol Nazir Vosapasach.
Okay. I am b'tosef the nazir.
Yes, I don't want to get sidetracked. The two gears with the rive and the ramah. I'm not interested in that right now. So we'll skip the brackets. But what is he saying here? He's saying that what is he quoting from nazir?
Well, nazir means it's not closer than naziris. You don't have to do a. Not so the Yamami has not be Megaleach and bring
the Bible. And also, and that's one case, and then there's another case that doesn't apply. Tumas Shein and Oz Megaleach Aleim. By Osa HaPesach. Right?
Right.
Osa HaPesach. Okay, so what does it mean, Osa HaPesach? So Osa Pesach means what?
You're already Nishkaranim?
No. Osa Pesach means B'negeya to the halacha of being a Bala Karban, which is Mishaleach. B'negeya to the Din Mishaleach, it doesn't apply. If he becomes Tamei Meis from the case in which ein hanaz megaleach. So if ein hanaz megaleach, so there's two cases that are going to be exempt. One case is nazir; he doesn't start the sfiras yamim again. It's not so the naziris. And the second case is that it doesn't prevent him from being a bala karban. Okay. Okay. So now go ahead, but he has one problem.
Why does Ram require in these Tomeish in and Azra Lechalov, why does Ram require him to be a Tsuyom? Bare Halachazu Namra Al Yasaratumo. The Lach Mashmasina is referring to the very Tum itself, the Timazusha Vyas down the Robot Samas Luchashibikuma Dada Zapasa. It simply is not considered tum at all vis-a-vis Nazir Nosa Pesach.
That's right. So therefore, B'negeya to being a Bala Karban, he shouldn't require anything. He shouldn't even require it to be a Tful Yom. Correct?
Right. It should be even on day three or day four, you should be able to do it.
Right. It should be simply like nothing.
Yeah.
So why does the Rambam say that if it's Ein HaNazir Megaleach, so it doesn't prevent him from being a Bala Karban? That's true. But he requires tefillah. He requires to be a Tful Yom. Where does the Ram get that from? Okay.
Being in associate may nizirusa b'shash nema. So by the nazir, when he becomes tamei, it's not so serious yamim. Ubal karchach still chashiv to mekhalal gavin nazir.
That's right.
Simply, it's just not considered a tumah. It doesn't register.
Doesn't register.
Right. So the same thing should be by Pesach, because it's one halacha Moshe Sinai by Nazir of Pesach.
And what does it mean, Tavaya Chodelchasin Nenu? It means plain pshat is simple. But I think he's saying that they're both halachas on the Gavra. That when I get it to the Gavra, we're saying that that tumah doesn't register. So it doesn't register benageya to the gavra of Nazir, and it doesn't register benageya to the gavra of Bala Karban, insofar as the halach of Mishaleach. Okay. The Chain Chazinin, go ahead.
Chain Chazinin, the gavra of Bias and Mikdash, the Nam Sham, called to us and mates, Shirin Azim Migalech Aleihem, Ein Chayavim Aleihem, Al Bias and Mikdash. Right, if you go into Mikdash, not five cars.
If it's in an Ozum Galeach. And there it's speaking about Tfula. Yeah, go ahead. Vishon.
It means not even a Tfula Yom, just without anything. Just if you're full Tamei. Right? It's just that Tumma doesn't Machayat Karis. It's just an inferior right. Tumma. It's not Din Torah.
That's correct.
So why by Pesach is it different than Mikdash and Nazir, where the very Tum itself is like they're not registered? Really, here by Pesach, the Tum itself is just the Tzvuyom is taken down a notch. But otherwise, the Tum itself registers, would prevent you from making Pesach.
That's correct. In other words, if you're learning out the din of Eina Noz Megaleach, the Tumas Meishen Noz Megaleach, it would seem that from the source, that it simply doesn't register. So why does the Rambam say Binageya to Pesach that it does register? You have to have a Zohar and Tvila and Harav Shemesh. Why does he require that? Where did he get that requirement? Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Vashir Pesach. So the halacha of Moshe Sina that excludes Nazir of Pesach from these types of tumas is only said these would be the universal halacha of Tameis Imeshach Karbanosa that applies to all Karbanos, and it excludes Nazir of Pesach from that general principle by Tameis. Aval ba'adin ha'sheini sheyesh ha'pesach l'ba'ado the Tamei la'ba p'eschahi that the specific halacha of Pesach that any Tamei can't be a bar of Kravos of Pesach. Anzer lamem halacha zeh. The halacha machine did never apply to that specific halacha of Pesach. The Rav Matzamos of Yisdam shavin l'tum is made showing with shamei tumos alav and tishchanim.
Okay.
The Rav Matzamos of Yisdam, like all every other tumah, sheretz, whatever it is, you can't be a bar of Kravos of Pesach if you're a tumah even from these types.
Okay. All right. So you got to explain that clearly. It's important. Yeah, what is he saying here?
Well, he's saying that the exclusion of Nazir to Pesach is not by the halacha that's used specific to Pesach.
That's right.
That any Tamei can't be a bar kavos Pesach. There's no halacha for Sinai by that. And these Tameim, even though Nazir and Galei Chaleim, they're excluded from being a bar kavos Pesach. It's just in the general principle of any Tamei can't bring any Karvan, there the Torah cards an exception for Karvan Pesach.
In other words, when you say it can't be a Bala Karban, that's equal to Nazir. And there we say that it's nothing. It doesn't even register. You don't need to be a Tful Yom. But there's another problem. The Tumah Shein and Azmagal Echolov presents a problem insofar as the Karban Pesach is concerned. So insofar as Karban Pesach is concerned, we say that it's not that it doesn't register, but that on the contrary, it does register. The only thing is that it registers like other Tameim. And other Tameim, Tful Yom is good. So Yom is good. So therefore, what does that mean? What does that mean? So it means I could derive Tulya, I could derive Tome Sheret from that Tuma, Pavena Nosem Galechalov. From that time, from that category. Okay, go ahead. Go further.
Asher Fizer, I mean, you should hate that after Rambam. How the Hitch of Tila Vazah, but Timosh in Nazmikalechalem. Explain very good why the Rambam requires that Tila Nazah. By these Timos, you have to become a Tfuyom. The BMS, Echanami, and Shim Taima, the time made Timosh Echavanosa. Vis-a-vis the general din of Tameis camping any carbon. So you're right, the Halacha Shlomim tells you that this is not a tum at all with respect to that Halacha. You can ignore it completely, that Halacha can be ignored. Ella, dare Tame, Belavachi, La Barava, the Pesachu, Shul Dinam Asim, Shneru Pesach, the Tamein, Dachem Pesachini. But you have a separate Halacha, a separate problem of the specific din that's by Pesach. That says any tamei can't bring a carbon Pesach and is nidchal sheni. Asher bezeh nechlo gam tamei b'tumah she'nazik aleichalim, which is bar, and that includes every type of tumah, even rovakav and uviyaz dam. The halacha never made those exempted from the specific halacha of Pesach. The rach b'tful yom, the b'din hamasuyim shenar Pesach, and have a dina t'ful yom, dina ketahor, the have a bar vas Pesach, it's only because in this specific halacha of Pesach, it only talks about a real tamei, not a tefillah yom. They're included. That's the only reason why you could do it by those cases by Pesach.
You want to say slowly. Yeah, where is it jumping now? Hashem v'zeh nechol gam tamei b'tumas shein anas megalecholam. Yeah, okay. Moshe Gzon v'rak b'tefillah yom. Go ahead.
Rashi b'tful yom, and if by the case of Nazir, ain't a megaleach, but you became a tful yom,
it'll only work for you a tful yom.
Right.
Why?
Because in terms of the din of Pesach, there was never an exception for these tumos. They're just like everything else.
Exactly.
The thing is, if it's a tful yom, then of course, because the halacha by Pesach never applies to tful yom.
Right. That's
right. And only if by these cases of the Nazim Megaleach, Eina Megaleach, it becomes a Tzulyom, because there, with regards to Din Mesim of Pesach, a Tzulyom is fine, he's treated like a Tahor. Ukidechazina and the Tzulyom Bashar Timos Ose Pesach. Like you see a Tamei Sheret Tful Yom could do a Pesach.
Right.
Rat de banu lemeidan be mishum hachdina tameis ein mishaleach shum karbon. And the only reason you would exclude a Tamei Meis Tful Yom of Tameis is not because it did by Pesach, but it's because of the universal halach of Tameis ein mishaleach karbonosa, which applies to all karbonos. That's the only possible reason to exclude a Tful Yom of Meis.
Right.
Yeah, but there, vis-a-vis that generic halacha of Tomeis, that's exactly what Moshe Sina kicks in and says this is not even considered tuma.
That's correct.
So it comes out that with regard to each halacha, he's a bar vas karm pesach. Dimishum hach dina Tomeis im shech kavanosav. These are the halacha of Tameis Ein Mishaleach Karbonosav, which would apply to Tful Yom, Harei Nemar Halacha, Delos Pesach.
What does that mean? That it's like it's Command Alessa. It doesn't register at all. And so far as being a Bala Karbon and a Mishaleach, so there we say it's like Nazir. So it's nothing. And you don't need Tfilah, you don't need Azor, you don't need anything. Okay.
And that halacha, which is specific to Pesach, that no tamei could bring Pesach, which includes even these cases of the in Ezra Galeach, would include it, or less of a Tzvul Yom. Yeah, but once it's Tzvul Yom, it doesn't apply to him. V'zeh shepasuk Rambam debitzvu yom. Who the chalak t'mash inazim galayach alem? T'mash inazim galayach alem. T'mash inzbar. That's why you have a difference. By tzvu yom, the din mishin fesek doesn't apply. The only problem you would have by tzvu yom is the general lachat tamis mishlech kavanosa. And that's the goof of where the Lachmanim Mishina comes in and is mechalik and knocks out Tumush in Nazim Galech Lehem by the general Lacha of Tameis Imshlech Kabanosov. And that's why you
here, here he's referring to the Rambam, where the Rambam says, if ain't Nazim Galech Lehem, that Tulyom is good. Right?
That Tulyom would not be good if ain't Nazim Galech.
Tulyom would be good.
Right, right. Yeah, exactly. If in Nazir Lechlam, Tzvuyom is good.
And that's in the Ram himself.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, beautiful, huh?
Yes.
Unbelievable. Okay. But now he's going to get back to the major problem.
Okay. Well, if he's there, Harry, Monsieur Shevet, hey, Tifa Sugya, Yofino, Tamir Sheret, Mutan Meis, Beshvishlo. So now you can explain how the Gemara learns out Tamei Sheretz from Tamei Zvishvi, even according to the Rambam. So this is a specific, this Parsha is a Parsha, which is the specific halacha by Pesach, that a Yachid is Nichla Sheni, and he can't bring Karm Pesach Betumah.
Right.
And over here, there's no lachos mishina by that din by Pesach by the parsha of Ishish. The Cain, hanechal bein tumush nazir galeichalav bein shemush nazir galeichalav, and therefore regard the din mishina Pesach since there's no halacha by it to exclude it includes all pesach tuma whether nazir is galeich whether he's not. But tumush in nazir galeichalav my reishach nizarkas v'yom, and in that case. Of the Tumash Ein Nazir Galeach Halav, then it's full yom. Really, you could do Shechita. The Rank Al Tamei Hu Din Shechten, and the Tumash Ein Pesach applies only to a Tamei, not to full yom. B'din Echad Lo Im Shach Tmeim, and Tamei Meis is the same exact halacha like a Shach Tmeim. It's full yom. It is fine.
In so far. One second. But Tumash Ein Nazir Galeach Halav, Harei Shechten Zorkin Al Full Yom. Yeah, why? So that's me din Pesach. Barak al Tamei, who dein shochten? If he's still Tamei, he's not at full yom. V'din achelo, v'din echelo, I'm shorot meim. Where it's novea from the halach of Pesach. V'im kain, mi dein shochten al Tamei ze gam b'shvi, v'im kain, shma mino, dein shochten v'zorgen al Tamei sheretz. Even the bedin zehem asuyim, the Pesach kul tmeim chadinalu, ukmoshe kesav l'nicha. Okay, so therefore, so what's the final word?
So the fact that the case of tumish that the fact that tumish inazim galeach alav b'shvi shelo that you still can't be you can't do shlichim zvik on him because he's not tzvul yom yet. So therefore, I can learn to tumish sheretz.
Right.
Identical.
The original question was, in this paragraph was what? Was the fact that you'll never get to such a case. Why? Because since it's a Tamei Meis, so we can't be Mishaleach altogether. Correct? Even if he's a Tzvuyom. Even if he's a Tzvuyom. So what's the answer? So the answer is no. Because over there, on the contrary, he doesn't even need Tefillah. Because he's Mufka Lagamri. From the Xeris HaKosov of Alonu Nazir Vololo Sa Pesach. So by a Nazir and a No Sa Pesach, that halacha doesn't apply at all. So now he stripped away that covering, and therefore he's only left with the problems from the Korban Pesach itself. Correct?
Yeah, that answers your question.
Was it so Korban Pesach, but the Korban Pesach itself, Tful Yom is good. So therefore, we could derive from Tzul Yom in the case of Ein Anozim Galechalov. Correct.
Right.
There's only one thing that's a little funny. Do you notice what it is?
You're right. Their case was a case of Nazar Tamova Shenaz Megalechalem.
Yeah, go ahead.
And that was their case. So they're like, still like, how do you learn from? And that's why Moshe didn't tell them to do Tefillah, according to the Rambam, because they couldn't. It wouldn't work. Because they are the case of Tamei Emeshlech Kavanosa, because they're the real Chomer type. So how do you learn from their case to any other Tama? They weren't this other case.
Well, there were two cases. There's a case where Nazarene Megal Echolov, and a case where Nazarene Megal Echolov. So if Nazarene Megal Echolov, you can't learn from that case. But if it's Ena Nazarene Megal Echolov,
right, but the case that they were asking about was Tami Mesu Shvi Shalo of a Nazir, of the Nazir Megal Echolov. And then you know that because that's how the Ram solves the problem of why did Moshe tell him to do tefillah? Because
but that was the case where it was Nazir Megal Echolov.
Right, that was the case. That's how the Ram gets out of the Rivatosis problem because they were the other case. They were the Chomer case. So
that's like, right.
How do you learn from them? They're not this other case.
You learn from the other cases.
The other case didn't exist, and that wasn't the case.
But there could have been such people.
Right, but they weren't.
How do you know?
Because otherwise Moshe would tell them to do tefillah. Why didn't he tell them to go to the mikvah? Why didn't he tell them the nechel sheni?
Yeah, so?
It must be they were the chomer case. So then how do you, it's like, you know what I mean? Like it comes back, like the case that you're learning from.
No, it could be that was neshava, that they knew. But the only question they asked Moshe Rabbeinu was, if it's Satana Mace, she'ein anazim agal echolov. But that's not what's strange. There's something else strange here.
Well, why should it be that the halacha Moshe Sinai of Los Pesach doesn't apply to the halacha that's by Pesach, but only applies to halacha that's not germane to Pesach?
No, the question is, why is the term make or more by Korban Pesach, by Tama, by Tuma Shein and Nazim Gal Echolov? He's make or by Korban Pesach says it's nothing. But by Shor Korbanos?
Mm-hmm.
But they make Pesach as Karis, it's an important Korban.
Excuse me?
Maybe because just Pesach is Karis, it's a more important carbon than the other ones.
Yeah, but it's Mekel more. It's saying, it's telling you that he's Meshaleach, and he doesn't even need Tefillah.
Doesn't need
register, you're saying. But he's more Mekel by Pesach than by other Kabbanas.
Right. Maybe it's because of the Tzorach Havas of Pesach, because it's
You know what I mean?
No. What were you asking? Why should it be a lachmash Sinai like this?
It's very strange that Korban Pesach, which usually is the more chomer, over here is going to be the most kal. Because if he's a novel, so then we're going to have to say that he's going to be he can't be made a Korban Osof. But insofar as if he's about Korban Pesach, then we're going to say that it's okay. Because you have the exemption from Nazir and Osa Pesach. Only those two are exempt. But the other ones are not exempt. That's a little unusual. And what are the other ones? Avol Metzora, correct?
Right.
By Metzora we say that he won't be able to be Mishalech Korban Osof. Right? Because even if it's a Tumah, she'ein anatz megal echolov. But he still won't be able to be Mishalech because he's a regular din like any other Tumah smeis. So it comes out a strange thing that when I get to Korban Pesach, the Torah is more mekel insofar as being made a Korban Osof. Being Mishalech Korban Osof. Right, you understand what I mean?
Rabbi, I thought Aaron, I think, was just saying that there's a Torah for the carbon Pesach because it's so important. So Allah Moshe Mishinai allowed him to bring it in order to realize the Kiyum of Pesach.
Like you mean Torah Chavos of Pesach.
Right.
You could say that. That the Torah Chavos of Pesach is Docha. I think there's an allusion to that in the Reb Chaim, because he mentions that biyachad you can't bring it. Do you know what I mean?
Biyachad.
He says, but by carbon pesach biyachad, you won't be able to bring it. And that's where he mentions halacha that a tumah shein anaz megalechalav is exempted. So it's mashma, he's inferring that it's Torah Chavos HaPesach because Tumah HaChubitzibur, but B'yachad not. So B'yachad is going to be prevented from bringing Korban Pesach. So therefore the Torah is Megal. I agree with that. I think, as a matter of fact, I think Reb Chaim is alluding to that. But that's what you're going to have to say. That when it comes to Korban Pesach, the Torah is more Megal and gave him to Mishaleach, Korban Osav, than Avala Mitzora. Yeah, I agree with that answer. All right, so is anything difficult?
I just think there's something that's like very counterintuitive about Reb Chaim's answer.
Yeah.
Is that the halacha which exempts an Osav Pesach,
yeah,
like only applies in the case of the general Achatamis can't send any carbon. Can't send any carbon, you say, well, we'll exempt that exclusion if it's Tomei Meshay Nezer Galech Lov, but we can still do the carbon Pesach. Right?
Right.
Every other carbon he can do, but carbon Pesach he could do. Because we want him to be able to bring the carbon Pesach. It's important. But then when it comes to the halacha of the carbon Pesach itself, that Tomei is not a bar havas Pesach, there we're not going to say, well, if it's Tomei Meshay Nezer Galech Lov, he could still do it. Like, by the halacha of Pesach, the halacha of Mishkina is not going to help you. Like, it's funny that by the din of Pesach, you don't make the same type of kula. It's like by the din of Kol Tzar Kula, you make an exception for Pesach, but in the very halacha of Pesach itself, you're not willing to allow the din of these tumas and be matara, the tum of Enazir Galechalim.
Well, even Tomei Sheretz prevents you.
I know, but like by Bias and Mikdash, Tomei Sheretz is Chayav Karis. But these Tumas Einim Zegel Echalav, he's not Chayav Karis. You know, so it's not like...
But know. That's a different system. But your question is, why isn't the Torah Mako by Tumah that's born in Mach, the Yisra Tumah that's Novea from the Torah to the Sasri between Korban Pesach and Tumah, right? But you see the Torah even prevents you to bring Korban Pesach if it's a Tumah Sheretz.
Right, but can you say, look, that's a problem which is Novea from Korban Pesach itself. So it's saying you can't get around that. That's just a contradiction to Korban Pesach. But the other problem is not a Korban Pesach problem. It's like an external problem which of Tumah Meis, which is getting in the way of your ability to bring Pesach.
That's correct. That's the difference.
That's the very problem. They don't make halacha in the first place. The fact that there's halacha means Tamei and Zarephez are a contradiction. So
yeah, but halacha when you see it, I fix it.
You don't have an halacha altogether.
No, you have halacha by every other tumma. Just like Tamei can't do every other carbon, you have this. And Tamei Shein Ezer Galechalav can't do any other carbon. He still can't bring any other carbon. But you say, oh, Pesach is an exception. It's over here too. And every time he goes to
the... I mean, because of the Torah Chava.
Right.
So you make on that one din.
Right. And then when it comes to Lach of Pesach, that Tomei can't bring a Pesach, why? So this one... be mikel by the time he's.
That's different. That's not a din mishaleach. That's a din in the sphere between carbon pesach and tuma, which exists beyond tamei meis, even tamei sheretz.
I know, but so what? So exempt the in nazigaleach, just like by bias and mikdash, every tamei is chayv karis, except for tuma she'en nazigaleach alav. That's not chayv karis. He's exempted. So you can halacha shina can just exempt this particular type of tuma in nazigaleach.
Yeah, but what's it going to help you over here? If it's going to be tired, they'll be tired to the sasri, because you're saying that you should get rid of tamei sheretz too.
Why can't I just exclude this type of tamei?
What am I going to gain? No, because it will be a steer in the tired to the sasri.
Fix it. Do a lachashim
sina. You can fix everything.
Yeah.
I don't think you can discuss like that. Like, why the Torah did it?
I got a guy here. It's just funny to me that, like, in the halacha that's not no gear to pass that, you mount it for tzarech pass that. In the halacha pass that itself, that you can somehow, I don't know. Somehow it strikes me as, like backwards, but.
Yeah, right, but it's two different systems.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so.
It's pretty amazing. Amazing how we came to this solution. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, definitely. Amazing reply. Yeah.
Yeah, what do you want to know, Marshall?
Yeah, but I just want to clarify. So in terms of this tumor that's not a problem in terms of being a mevi, but it is a problem, midin, I'm assuming the Pesach, that it can't be betumei. So,
don't use the word, forget Mesuyim.
Okay. So the problem that it's equal to Sheretz, that you can't, the Tamei Meis is the same. So is that where is that din? Is that a din in the carbon itself, the shame carbon? And how is it different from the Mevi?
Carbon Pesach doesn't tolerate, has an intolerance for all tumas.
Okay, and when the guy is a mevi with that same tumor, we're saying it doesn't even register. It doesn't register where?
That's right. That's a different halacha.
But is that also a din in Karban Pesach?
It is a din in Karban Pesach, but he's not a mevi in general.
You mean that tumor would not be a problem for him to be a mevi of any carbon?
That's right.
I see. So it's not a din in Pesach per se.
No, only by Pesach. Only, in other words, insofar as other Kabbalists are concerned, he still can't be a Mevi. It's only also a Pesach.
So isn't it in both cases that it's a problem in the Karban Pesach? I don't see the difference.
Ellie, could you explain it?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear. What was your question, Marshall?
I don't see how it's any less a problem of Karban Pesach in terms of the Mevi problem, as opposed to the same, similarity to Sheretz. There we say there's a problem. The Tumah is now a problem, and it didn't in Karban Pesach. But I'm asking, isn't it still the problem of he can't be Mishalech? It's also a din in Karban Pesach. So why is it any?
Go ahead.
That's not a carbon problem. The tummy may send a mishalech karbanos, but not a problem carbon pesach per se. That's just a general lacha. Tummy may send his karbanos.
Exactly.
Here it happens to be being deprived of carbon pesach. So Torah makes an exception. But the halacha of a tummy being attached to the baal of carbon pesach means carbon pesach itself doesn't tolerate a tummy. You can make an exception to that. Well, that's the very halacha of that's the deraisa. Any tummy can be a baal carbon pesach.
So just get rid of all its name.
Right. There's no reason to single out this guy from all the others, man. The very halacha of saying to me, I'm kosher, means they're not kosher. They can't make an exception to that. That's not halacha.
That's beautiful. It's a beautiful shot. Reb Chaim is pretty amazing, Reb Chaim. In other words, over here, he just made like a little leeway for the Navy. Mishalayach, Over here, by Noah's Lam and Shaleach, it's as if he made a little leeway for the Korban Pesach.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a general halacha. But in order to make the Havah's Korban Pesach, the Tzorach Havah, to make that possible, so therefore the term made a leeway in that halacha, even though it's a general halacha. But it can't do it insofar as the Korban Pesach, because then it should get rid of the Tamei Sheretz too. That's halacha in Korban Pesach. That Korban Pesach is a tater desasri to all tameim.
And the leeway is only for a certain type of tuma.
The leeway is only insofar as being mishaleach. It's allowing. It's like a matir on being mishaleach.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't change the system. You can change an individual case of being mishaleach. Is it good?
Yeah.
Is it clear? Marshall?
Yeah, I'm just saying that it's only limited to a certain type of tumor. It's a tumor she'ein and ozim megaleach alav. Right?
Yeah, so what?
But if it's a tumor that he is megaleach alav, so you don't have this leeway, right?
That's right.
So that's just an arbitrary.
Well, that's a tumah tumah chamor. The gzeiras hakos is only by that tumah. It's by nazir and by osa pesach.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal Reb Chaim. It's unbelievable.
So this whole paragraph is really answering your question.
Right. You mean the question of it'll never come into existence.
Exactly.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
I wonder if you could just say also that, like, maybe it makes sense why by the halacha of Tameis Emeshlech Kavanosov, that the Torah exempted the Osa Pesach from it.
Yeah.
It's because, like, we said, like, that was from Biyom Bo, the Kolzmanch Inaroi Labia Inaroi Lakrava. So maybe since, like, if you were to go into the Mikdash, in terms of B'yis HaMikdash, he's not really Chayav Karis. So there's, like, more room in that halacha to be Mekel. Do you know what I mean? Like, there already is, like, already an aspect of it has been diminished because, like, the reason he's excluded is because he's
being
not really
B'yis Mikdash. B'yis Mikdash?
In B'yis Mikdash, by Tumash Inaz Megaleach Halav, he's not Chayav Karis if he goes in. A regular Tamei Mace is Chayav Karis, but this guy is not Chayav Karis if he goes in. Like, since the whole reason to exclude him from being Mevi Karbon is because he can't go into the Mikdash, and if he goes to the Mikdash, it's reduced already, he's not Chayav Karis, so maybe that's why there's, like, room in that halacha to be Mekel by Osa Pesach and Nazir. It's already, or at least Osa Pesach, in terms of, by Osa Pesach and Mishlech Karbonosov, like, it's already been, the whole reason to exclude him is he's not really Labia, but the Israeli be it to some degree, is not Chayav Karis. So maybe that's why the Torah has room in that halacha to be Mekel. But in terms of halacha of Pesach itself, that's just, nothing's changed vis-a-vis this guy in terms of any other Tamei.
If you like that far, you can keep it. I'm just not ready to go there.
Okay.
I'm not saying you can, but I don't feel there's enough material to base it on. It becomes like where you're giving Tamei Akra. To me. Okay. Yeah. So I'd rather leave the next paragraph for tomorrow. But I will take up that paragraph tomorrow.
Okay. And it's funny, at the end of the Reb Chaim, he like comes back to try to answer again this problem of how you could learn it out, right? How you could learn out Tamei Sheretz from Tamei Mace. Like Lefim Avur, like he comes back to this problem.
Oh, really?
In theory, he just answered now how you learn Tamei Shas and Tamei Meis, right? Like, in theory, it makes sense now.
Right.
But then that last paragraph, the Mavur, he starts off again. He's like, he's back to that problem, and he wants, right? It's like,
I didn't take a look at the last paragraph.
It's very difficult. It's like strange. Like, what he's, it's almost like he feels like he didn't answer it. He wants to answer it again or answer it better. It's like somehow.
All right.
The same problem. I guess
when we get there, we'll have some fun.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, but in the meantime, on tomorrow's schedule, we'll just do the paragraph, the E.A.
Okay, good.
Okay?
Okay, sounds good, Abby.
I'll leave there, Abby. Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, bye.
Okay, take care.